You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk number three. And in this hour on our Newsmaker Hotline is a name that you are well familiar with. He has guest hosted here on numerous occasions. Former Secret Service agent, Fox News contributor, congressional candidate, one of the most listened to conservative podcasters in the world, and best-selling author of the latest book, Follow the Money, Dan Bongino. Dan, welcome back to WCBM.
Yeah, good to be back. It's been a while. Good to talk to you,
too. Yeah. First and foremost, we just want you to know we're all praying and pulling for you in your battle with lymphoma that was recently diagnosed.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Yeah, we all have our obstacles. This is just another one to get past. So I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Well, you're a tough guy, and I think things will all work out well. So, again, in your book, Follow the Money, in a shocking deep state connections of the anti-Trump cabal. God, there's this guy Biden, and he's all in the middle of this stuff. And now, of course, it's all playing out. Maybe you ended the book a little bit too soon. What can you tell us about what you know, what's in this book about Biden and his connections to this deep state cabal?
You know, I called the book Follow the Money because there's a money and influence trail here that people in the media have missed, which is just stunning. I mean, the exact same players, Sean, as I document out. The first chapter of the book, ironically, is called Insane in Ukraine. After an old Cypress Hill song, Insane in the Membrane. But yeah. When you follow the Ukraine trail, right, where President Trump was impeached over this alleged quid pro quo, when you follow the actual trail of players involved, you find out that the real quid pro quo was with the Biden people and the former Obama administration, and the exact same players involved in the impeachment hoax were involved in the Spygate scandal. I mean, the fake whistleblower who started the whole thing was also involved with players in the Ukraine who were passing information to people involved with the Obama administration about Trump and the PPK hoax, the collusion. It was the exact same place. How did the media miss this story? It was just stunning to me how they left a paper trail behind that any entrepreneurial reporter could see and be like, gosh, these were the same guys involved in Spygate who were involved in Ukraine. Why is that? And then when you find out there's some of the same players involved in the Biden crime family operation in Ukraine, the influence operation where they were taking money, you're like, gosh, this sounds like they were covering up for Joe Biden by going after Donald Trump. It's very simple.
Well, you take a look at the situation, though. There's a theater term called willing suspension of disbelief. If you go to see a play, you're willing to suspend your disbelief that what you're watching in front of you is actually just a bunch of people saying words. You're supposed to pretend it's real. And I think much of the swamp media, when it came to this story, and frankly now when it's come to this campaign, they're going through the same thing. They look at the phony stuff in front of them, and they've decided, all right, we're going to just believe that it's real. We're going to take a look at Hunter Biden's laptop and say, well, no, Russia, 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 and believe that that's real. They have no interest whatsoever in looking behind the curtain.
You know, this is why 50% of America are entirely in the dark right now about what's happening in the real world. You know, think about it, right? And one of the things I talk about in the book is the role of the Obama fixer. I can guarantee you 90% of your audience, if they don't listen to my show or haven't heard, they have no idea what I'm talking about right now. They're like, Obama fixer, what does that have to do with anything? And 50% of the country not knowing anything. Exactly. You're making my point. You probably never heard of her. Her name's Catherine Rumlick. Yeah, you ever see that show Scandal, the whole Kerry Washington, Olivia Pope character, you know, where she's the fixer, she comes in and cleans up political messes? Obama had one of those. Again, her name was Catherine Rumler. She's got her fingerprints and tentacles over every single thing in the Spygate scandal, and you know nothing about it because there's been an entire media blackout. Obama actually says, I have the quote in the book, like, oh, he loved Catherine Rumler, his fixer, because she has the ability to see around corners. Then she leaves the White House. She's Obama's lawyer. What does she do? She goes and defends this guy accused of child endangerment, child pornography, who becomes Mueller's chief witnesses in the Spygate case. She's his lawyer. And then she goes out and defends the DNC against the dossier when Carter Page sues. And then she goes out and defends Susan Rice and becomes her lawyer after the Susan Rice email, "We're going to do things by the book," comes out. And nobody finds this odd, of all the lawyers in all of America, these three key players in the Spygate hoax against Trump are all defended by Obama's former lawyer. And, like, nobody knows their name. And one more example about what you're talking about the suspension of disbelief. Nobody even knows their name. You watched this 60 Minutes interview last night, right? Major broadcast, 60 Minutes, big show, CBS, right? I watched it, and you're like, is this for real? Leslie Stahl comes out of the gate going full Mike Tyson on Donald Trump, attacking him about everything, doesn't even give him the opportunity to respond. She says hilariously that there's no evidence his campaign was spied on, which I broke out in laughter, like it's like an Eddie Murphy skit. I'm like, what an idiot. Like, who would say that on national television, make a fool of himself? And then Biden comes up next with Norah O'Donnell and gets the biggest softball interview ever. She did. I was on Fox and Friends this morning, and I brought this up. There were two questions she didn't ask, the easiest questions in the world for Biden. Hey, are these emails real, the ones with you selling out the country to the communist Chinese? And secondly, are you the big guy? But no, she doesn't ask those questions. She doesn't ask him at all. She asks him, Mr. Vice President, do you think that this was Russian disinformation? As if Biden, who's parroting this ridiculous talk, was going to say, no, Nora, I don't think this is Russian disinformation. Let me just be honest with you. I'm a Chinese communist spy. I mean, this is so embarrassing. And Bruce, you're right. This is the suspension of disbelief. 50% of America is living in the Truman Show with Jim Carrey, where, you know, Jim Carrey's, everybody's acting around you, and you think it's all real. It's embarrassing.
The book is Follow the Money. It's a must read, and you'll learn things like we just learned from Catherine Romer, from Dan Bongino. Dan, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it always.